Sing Out Magazine was founded over 60 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today, it's a vital and entertaining resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music comes from the CD Lady on the Green from Rafe and Clelia Stefanini. We heard the old-time classic Dusty Miller. Lady on the Green is on Old Willow Tree Records. This week, we conclude our two-week feature, The Kids Are All Right, featuring players who have been inspired by their family to enter the music business. Our family has seen Clelia Stefanini blossom as a musician in the company of her dad. Today she is an award-winning fiddler and a fine guitarist. Sometimes the kids blaze their own path, and sometimes they enter the family business, as our first performers demonstrate. We'll open with Del McCurry and David Grisman and Walkin' the Dog from Hardcore Bluegrass from the Doghouse on Acoustic Disc Records. Del's two sons, Ronnie on mandolin and Robbie on banjo, have played with Del since the 1990s. They have participated in outside projects, but always return to the family band and stability. Here's Dog and Dell with Walkin' the Dog on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
An easy life I never knew until the day when I left you. I'm a carefree lad that's seen a lot. I'm walking the dog all day and all night. Such an easy life I never knew until the day that I left you. I'm a carefree lad that's seen the love. I'm a walking the dog all day long.
When with the Savior we enter the glory land, won't it be wonderful there? Ending the troubles and cares of the story land, won't it be wonderful there? Won't it be wonderful there, having no burdens to bear? Joyously singing with heart bells all ringing, and won't it be wonderful there? The supernal one, won't it be wonderful there? Praising, adoring the matchless eternal ones, won't it be wonderful there?
Won't it be wonderful there, having no burdens to bear? Joyously singing,
won't it be wonderful there?
Won't it be wonderful there, having no burdens to bear? Joyously singing with heart bells all ringing, oh, won't it be wonderful
change your name.
I love those Carolina mountains.
Ralph Stanley and Ralph Stanley II from their recording Side by Side, and a tune called Carolina Mountain Home. Ralph and his son, Ralph II. That's on Rebel Records. We are listening to music from the family. Folks who play music probably because their parents played music. In the case of Ricky Skaggs, his parents, Hobart and Dorothy Skaggs, were singers and players. And they're featured on the recording Family and Friends that Ricky did a long time ago. And we heard a tune called Won't It Be Wonderful There? Also accompanied by Sharon and Cheryl White. I think it was before Sharon became Mrs. Ricky Skaggs. That's on Rounder Records, Family and Friends. And before that, Doc and Merle Watson. Windy and Warm from Pickin' the Blues on Flying Fish Records. And we let off that set with Dell and Dog, and they're recording Hardcore Bluegrass in the Doghouse, featuring Del McCurry and David Grisman, along with Ronnie McCurry on vocals there. He put his mandolin away for that track, and Rob McCurry on the five-string banjo. We heard Walkin' the Dog, and that's on Acoustic Disc Records. You're listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and we are celebrating music from the family this week. In the case of Ry Cooder, I'm not aware of any musical members of his family when he was growing up, but his son Joaquim has become quite a great percussionist. And Flaco Jimenez, of course, is the son of the great Don Santiago Jimenez, the great accordion player. Ry and Flaco got together with Joaquim on the drums for a recording called Corridos Famosos, live from the Great American Music Hall. And here's Do Re Mi on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Ain't got that Do-Re-Mi, boy. Oklahoma, Kansas, Georgia, Tennessee,
Cincinnati jacket and a sad look day, hanging out the window with a bottle full of rain. Clap hands, clap hands, clap hands, clap hands. Sit roar, roar, the thunder and the roar, some bitch ain't never coming back and no more. The moon in the window and the bird on the pole, we can always find a millionaire to shovel all the coal. Clap hands, clap hands, clap hands, clap hands. Sit steam, steam, 100 bad dreams, going up to Harlem with a pistol in his jeans, $50 bill inside a paladin's hat, and nobody's sure where Mr. Knickerbocker's at. Bitch, you're never coming back and no more. Moon in the winter and the bird on the pole. You can always find a millionaire to shovel all the coal. Clap hands, clap hands, clap hands, clap hands. I said steam, steam, 100 bad dreams, going up to Harlem with a pistol in his jeans, $50 bill inside a paladin's hat, and nobody's sure where Mr. Knickerbocker's at. Salvation Army seemed to wind up in a hole. They all went to heaven in a little rowboat. Clap hands, clap hands, clap hands, clap hands, clap hands, ooh, clap hands, clap hands, clap hands, clap hands. Clap hands.
sugar me, sugar me. Look what you've done to me.
This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you want more information about the magazine, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or check us out on the web at singout.org. You can also listen to the show as a podcast. This is episode 1614. And remember, you can also get us on iTunes. Thank you. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week comes from Lady on the Green, from Rafe and Clelia Stefanini, and we just heard a really nice little tune called Little White Lies. That's on old Willow Tree Records. We are listening to musicians who learned in the family and were inspired by their family members. The Savoie Family Band is a great Cajun organization. And we heard from Turn Loose But Don't Let Go, a tune called Sugar Bee, a hit for a fellow named Cleveland Crochet a long time ago. We heard Wilson Savoie taking the lead there, along with his dad Mark on the accordion, his mom Anne on the guitars, his other brother Joel on the fiddle, the Savoie Family Band, Turn Loose But Don't Let Go. That's on our Hooli Records. And before that, John Hammond didn't actually come from a family of musicians per se, but his father was extremely important to the music business. John Hammond Sr. signed people like Bob Dylan, Bruce Springsteen, Bessie Smith, all these folks to the Columbia record label. Well, we heard from his collection based upon the music of Tom Waits, Wicked Grin. We heard the tune Clap Hands from John Hammond. That's on Point Blank Records. And we let off that set with Ry Cooter along with Flaco Jimenez and Ry's son Joaquim. We heard Woody Guthrie's Do Re Mi from the recording Ry Cooter and Corridos Famosos live at the Great American Music Hall. And that's on Nonesuch Records. Rory Block grew up in not so much a musical family. Her father was a fiddler, but he also ran a sandal shop in Greenwich Village back in the glory days. But she had a chance to listen to and learn from many, many different players. This is from her collection, dedicated to the music of Mississippi John Hurt, the collection Avalon, and the tune Candyman. Here's Rory Block on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Let me tell you about the candy man. Bum, bum. Well, all you ladies, gather all the good sweet candy. Man's down at the candy man. It's the candy man. He's got a stick of candy just 9 inches long. He sells it fast to help the kids call. It's the candy man. All right, it's the candy man. Uh-huh. Oh, sweet candy. All right. Well, you all heard what Sister Johnson said. She always takes the candy stick to bed. He's the candy man.
Thank you. so mean and dirty that I don't know right from wrong.
Me, but I can't be sure. A man's best friend is a mangy cur. I kind of favor the hog myself. How about a hand for the hog? You know, a hog ain't nothing but a porky thing. Little forked feet with a nosy ring. Well, pickle them feet, folks. How about a hand for the hog? If you took a notion, I bet a good hog will make you a hell of a pet. You can teach him to ride and hunt. You can clean him up and let him sit up front. Well, a fella and a hog had a comedy act. Well, that fella was terrible, as a matter of fact. But that hog was so funny. How about a hand for the hog? At it, it looks like this. Either you ain't or either you is a true blue lover of the swine folk. How about a hand for the hog? I've known dogs that will howl and bark for no better reason than a moonless dark, but a hog won't ride your sleeve like that. How about a hand for the hog? Well, if you took a notion, I bet a good hog will make you a hell of a pet. You can teach him to ride and hunt. You can clean him up and let him sit up front. I once saw a hog with a small tattoo. It's red, I reckon I do, I do. He did it too, right in front of me there. How about a handful of hog? notion, I bet. You could teach a hog to roll a cigarette. Well, it might take a little bit of time, but you know, what's time to a hog? Well, now they tell me, I can't be sure, a man's best friend is a mangy cur. I kind of favor the hog myself. How about a hand for the hog? Yeah, how about a hand? How about a hand? How about a hand for the hog?
A house is a home, even when it's dark. Even when the grass is overgrown in the yard. Even when the dog is too old to bark. And when you're sitting at the table trying not to start. A house is a home. Even when we've all been gone. Even when you're there alone. A home, even when there's ghosts, even when you gotta run from the ones who love you most. Screen doors, broken paints peeling from the wood. Locals whisper when they're gonna leave the neighborhood. A house is a home, even when we've up and gone, even when you're there alone. Chores are never done, where you spend your whole life running to and from. And if the life that you live is not the life you choose, make your child a home and start anew. A house is a home, even when we've up and gone, even when you're there alone.
This week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine, we're listening to second-generation players, folks who are influenced by their home life to go into the business of music. And we just heard Ben and Ellen Harper. Ellen is Ben's mother. And that's from their recording Childhood Home, and a pretty little tune called A House is a Home, from Ben and Ellen Harper. And before that, a collection of Roger Miller tunes from O'Brien Party of Seven. The recording is called Reincarnation. And we heard Tim O'Brien along with his son Joel and Hand for the Hog. Tim was playing the mandolin and singing, and Joel was doing a mighty fine ham bone. He's also a fine step dancer. It's on Howdy Skies Records, Reincarnation, the songs of Roger Miller. And before that, a few folks I know pretty well, Val Mindell and Emily Miller, along with Jesse Milnes. Emily is Val's daughter, and Val played for many years with the Any Old Time String Band, and Emily learned at the feet of many, many great singers and musicians. And Jesse Milnes is the son of Jerry Milnes from the Augusta Heritage Workshops, and he's had a chance to listen to lots of great musicians. We heard Weepin' Willow, an old Blind Boy Fuller tune by way of Cephas and Wiggins. The recording is called Close to Home from Val Mindell and Emily Miller. And we let off that set with Rory Block, from her recording Avalon, a collection of Mississippi John Hurt tunes, and we heard Candyman. That's on Stony Plain Records. We're going to lead off this last set with Emma Beaton, along with Laura Cortese. Emma has a band called Celtic Chaos, and her mother is the fiddler in the band. But this is Laura Cortese on the fiddle for a set of French-Canadian tunes with Emma on the cello. Emma Beaton on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. Thank you.
Once I had a hawk and a pretty grey hawk. Oh, a sweet pretty bird of my own. But she took a flight, she flew away quite, and there's nobody knows where she's gone, my brave boys.
And there's nobody knows where she's gone. So it's over wild forests I rambled away, and through the green fields I did stray. I hollered, I whooped, I laid on my flute. Not a sweet pretty bird could I find, me brave boys. Not a sweet pretty bird could I find. So I saw the wild forest, I rambled away, and through the green paths I did stray. Oh, there did I spy my sweet pretty bird. She was close by the side of a man, me brave boys. She was close by the side of a man. Oh, now that he's got her, he's welcome to keep her, and do the best with her he can. But what he have her, and I have her not, I will hawk with her once now and then, me brave boys. I will hawk with her once now and then. Happy's the man that has a good wife, much better is he that's got none. But bollocks to you that flirt with another's, when you have a good wife of your own, you brave boys. When you have a good wife of your own, when you have a good wife of your own, you brave boys. When you have a good wife of your own. Thank you.
Hope you'll excuse a little bit of shameless self-promotion there, but that was my son Nathan and I from our recording Bound to Change and West Fork Gals, the classic West Virginia tune. That's on Little Cat Records. And before that, we heard from the Carthy family, Eliza on the fiddle, Norma on the vocals, and Martin on the banjo, from Eliza Carthy and Norma Watterson's beautiful recording Gift. And we heard a tune called Little Gray Hawk. That's on Topic Records. And we let off that set with Emma Beaton and Celtic Chaos. In this case, Emma Beaton and Laura Cortese with a set of French-Canadian tunes from the recording Pretty Fair Maid on Celtic Chaos Records out of Canada. Hope you've enjoyed our two-week feature, The Kids Are All Right, a focus on music from the family. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine. I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can get more information about the magazine by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 1614.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning. I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning. I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters, all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning, I'd ring it in the evening, all over this land. I'd ring out danger, I'd ring out a warning, I'd ring out love between my brothers and my sisters, all over this land. If I had a song, if I had a song, I'd sing it in the morning, I'd sing it in the evening, all over this land. I'd sing out danger, I'd sing out a warning, I'd sing out love between my brothers and my sisters, all over this land. Well, I got a hammer, and I got a bell,